kind of quiet lately, Billy, but you never know when you get that call. And it sounds like you and you had some mutual aid from some other towns. Thank goodness, kind of come and help you out. And a little circumstance today. What happened?
So we had, basically, they did everything right. There was a little bit of a fire pit last night that got lit, which is fine. They thought they had it out, and apparently it was, but when the wind kind of came around the side of the buildings today, it must have just turned up an ember in that little fire pit they had, and just started bouncing across the grass and went through the trees and then went into the cornfield and took off.
It goes to show you, Billy, it is still dry. We have not had a heck of a lot of moisture at all lately. And when these temperatures start to warm up, even if I think, correct me if I'm wrong, they don't warm up. You got those winds and dry conditions. It's just a little spark. It can create some mess, can it?
Exactly. And we had a conversation about it. I mean, again, they did nothing wrong. They had soaked it down like they thought it would be okay, and it should have been, except for that just wind just picked up the ember. But you know, we've been out in below freezing temperatures fighting wildland fires because our humidity is low and our winds come up and it takes off in dry grass. So you know, it's when you have all those factors, obviously it's gonna burn. So
just a reminder to folks out there that in town, you know, especially in the rural areas with the fields and being so darn dry and everything, that, again, if you're going to have some fires, you know, light up the fire pits, stuff like that, boy, you just got to be extra careful, don't you?
Right. And, you know, we're not going to tell people they can't have a good time and light up a fire pit and, you know, enjoy an evening, because the evenings have been really nice. You know, with all the nice weather, you know, we encourage you to sit around a fire and enjoy your time, but, you know, manage it. And sometimes it's just an education thing. You just have to sit down and educate people on, you know, the humidity and the winds and what it can do with these fires. And that's kind of what we did. You know, yesterday, again, it was, you know, we had a pasture fire yesterday, and somebody, we assume probably a hunter or something, drove through a bunch of corn shucks that the wind had blown against a fence and stacked there, and obviously it caught one of those shucks on fire. And of course, corn shucks in the wind, they just go and go and go, and they create the embers and just caught the pasture on fire. So, you know, we had to get out there and get that done. And it happens, but we just ask people that, you know, with the low humidities and the wind and the weather, we ask people to be careful.
Yeah, but I saw you posted some information, especially for those deer hunters. Still got 7 more days of the deer hunting firearm season. If you're going to be driving through fields, you just got to be careful with that, driving to the dry fields.
Right, yeah. You know, make sure that you park on an area that is dirt, not, you know, grass of any sort or tall grass. You know, if you're driving through corn stubble and things like that, remember that the corn stalks and things like that can get stuck in your undercarriage of your vehicles, and, you know, they can obviously catch fire. We've been to more than one of those where it's caught on a muffler and started a fire that way. So, I mean, it's the weirdest things that you never think would happen actually happen.
Billy, you've got an event coming up on the 2nd of December, coming up right around the corner, Understanding Burn Permits. Invite the folks to come out to the county fairgrounds. I take it one of the buildings out there for this event?
Yes. So at the community building, December 2nd, on the 6 o'clock at night, we're actually having a state fire marshal investigator come to the state of Nebraska to talk about burn permits. So we give out burn permits for any burn that is open. So people that have trees, pits, things like that, that they want to burn and, you know, get rid of trees and brush and whatnot, we're going to have that discussion. We have changed the way we do our burn permits. Usually it's just a one-page form that you have to fill out, and it's a duplicate. We have actually changed it to about 7 pages now. It talks about the humidities and the wind and the weather and how long this burn's going to change. And the thing is there's fire departments all across the state of Nebraska that are starting to do what we're doing as well. Just with, you know, what happened this spring in Custer County on that big fire up by Broken Bow and Arnold, you know, things have changed dramatically. And so a lot of fire departments are changing the way they do things. And it's an education thing, because people don't understand burn permits. We're giving you a permit to burn, but we're giving you permission to burn, but it's your responsibility to manage it. And so we're going to talk to them about managing those burns and what they can and can't do and what they can and can't burn, because there's a lot of things that you cannot burn, like pallets and things like that, and people don't understand that. So it's just, it's a night of education with that fire marshal. We're going to talk about the state statutes and things like that, and just get people a better understanding of why we have to be so particular on permits now than what it used to be.
Pretty much a free event. Just show up and come on by and listen for some good info that night.
Yes, absolutely. So it's going to be a Q&A kind of thing, you know. We're going to get probably some good questions. Hopefully we can answer all those answers or find the answers for them, and get people's reaction. You know, a lot of people just don't understand where we sit with the state and, you know, DEQ, well, it's NDEE now, and the rules and regulations that we have to follow when it comes to giving permission to burn. And so we may sound like we're mean, but we have to follow rules too. So this will be a good education night.